Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. Omaha.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. And we got a hot show for you this week. My first guest is actor, dancer, singer Tony Danza will be joining us from Chicago Fire. Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo will be here. Barry Manilow is out on tour. He's doing a date here in Orlando this Tuesday. We have him on the show this week from the Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto. Lovely, talented Donna Mills will be on the program from Kiss, Paul Stanley. Our buddy Brad Meltzer, who had so many great shows on the History Channel, has a new book called Nazi Conspiracies, and you'll want to hear that. And then later on in our lifestyle segment, Jenny Marr is going to be talking about sleeping and Valerie Greenberg, what it's like to be on the red carpet. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today. After a break, I'll be back with Tony Danza.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today, and that's the music from Who's the Boss, the television show that starred our next guest, who is a pal of mine for many, many years and a talented man, whether it's acting on television, the big screen, or even dancing his way through nightclubs and singing up a storm in front of people like Frank Sinatra.
Joining us right now is a fellow Paisan, Tony Danza. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thank you.
Tony, welcome to the show.
I think what we should tell everybody that Tony and I bonded very well, because we're both of Italian descent. I understand, Tony, that you just came back from a recent trip to Italy?
You know, I was just recently in Italy, and I went where my mother was born, in Campobello di Mazzala in Sicily.
Wow, so I'm Sicilian, too.
There you go, Paisan. I had never been there. And there's a lot of cousins and so on there. It was amazing. I took my kids, my two girls, my son and his wife, and my wife, and for a week I had no TV, no newspaper, no radio. It was kind of a cool respite.
First of all, I have not been to Sicily because I have relatives that they're going to ask me for money. I know, as soon as I get some money, they got 20, 30 bucks.
Listen, I'm a very fortunate guy, and I've my life has been, it's really been pretty interesting and again, fortunate and with great luck. And so, somebody said to me once in Who's the Boss, is that you? And Who's the Boss? Are you just acting, or is it you being yourself? And I said, well, it's me in a good mood. So basically, that's what I'm going to try to bring to the show,
But what in America, I mean, New York's your home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. To be in New York. First of all, it's my home, hometown, where I come from. You walk around New York, I mean, this teeming mass of people, all different kinds of people, every kind of person you can imagine, every political stripe, color, race, you name it. And everybody getting along, everybody working together, moving. It's incredible. And that baloney about New Yorkers being impolite and rude. That's baloney. They're the most helpful. They're in a hurry, but it's just an incredible energy there.
You must feel at home here because I know that you like talk shows. You've done television talk shows.
I used to be a real talk show junkie, talk show guest junkie. What I meant was, I used to be Merv Griffin's utility guy. I'd live up in the Hollywood Hills, and if he had a guest drop out, call me up, I'd run down to the show. I did Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, Dinah Shore, John Davidson, of course, the great Johnny Carson show, where I guest hosted three times on that show. I was real happy. Name it, I've done them all, and I'm a big fan of those shows. And Carson to me is a good model because he was able to really shine a bright light on his guests, make them look real good, make them feel real comfortable, and he also scored when he could. It's a thin line you have to walk, you know. So, and I'm sure there's a learning curve to being a good interviewer. I think basically it's if you listen, you know, you'll be okay.
The way I did it, I just sat there. Of course, I watched Johnny live for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I just sat and watched all the tapes, and he had the ability to not wear on the audience too. I mean, you know, for somebody to be there, you know, once a week like we are, it's one thing. Someone be there every day, it's another story.
You know, Tony, the toughest part about this job is interviewing somebody that gives you yes or no answers. That's a killer.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, right. You look to the point, I know I did one time, I said, can't you talk some more?
You have a great story about a major star that you wanted to interview on a talk show that you were sitting in on. Tell us about it, Tony. A
friend of mine is Robert De Niro. Hey, don't drop names.
Hey,
I hate to drop names.
Don't drop names.
My friend Bobby De Niro told me that. But anyway, I want to have him on. He said, well, you know, he's not the greatest guest. You know, I said, oh, you can't. It doesn't matter. And what we would do is instead of sitting there and doing an interview, maybe we'll cook together or do something where we give him some business.
All right. Yeah, great idea.
So he wrote me a card and he said, there's a picture of Robert De Niro, you know, and it says on the top, I want to cook with Tony. And then on the back, he says, you could do this because you'll make the guy you've had. You're so excited to have him that it'll end up being a great interview anyway, even if it is just a yes or no. Also, you know, I've thought of myself as an actor, you know, for 26 years, and I've had my ups and downs. And
but, Tony, you may have had ups and downs, but you've had enormous success. Taxi, Who's the Boss, he's been on the stage.
I just want to say, so you just said you're on the Armed Forces.
Yes.
So I just want to say hello to all the guys and girls that are out there listening. Ron, before you go on, I did bring wine, and it's actually a pretty good wine. Rowan for Claudia as well. Not a bad red.
This is great. That's a great idea.
Yeah, well, we find the audience is usually a little bit better when they drink.
What is the thing that you like the most, Tony, of all the stuff you do?
What's interesting, Ron, is that the last 10 years I've been playing live. I've been going out singing and dancing, casinos, county fairs, Carnegie Hall. I mean, it's incredible. And it's been just about the most fun you can have. You know, I go out and I do about 75 minutes. I got a quartet. And we just rocked our house. You know, it's like a variety show. Yeah. Because I'm all the acts. When you're live, as you know, I don't have to tell you that the little thing that happens, it doesn't throw you. It gives you some material.
That's
you know?
Right. That's exactly right.
I mean,
right.
I've sung ballads as the roller coaster went by, you know. So I really enjoyed that. It also, I think the fact that I did that, you know, it sort of differentiated me a little bit. You know, because in this business, I really think you have to diversify. If you stay the same, you're a sitcom star, pretty soon there's another guy who's younger and better and cheaper. And mm-hmm. You know,
sure.
So I think you have to be trying to. I never really thought of myself as any one thing other than an entertainer.
Right.
And an entertainer does, you know, I think of Sammy Davis. I think of those kind of people that you know, they sang, they danced, they acted, they, you know, they did Broadway. And I've been lucky enough to have some, you know, some pretty good opportunities. Don't get me wrong, I would love to break into the movies in a big way, but I could wait for another 25 years for the part that may or may not ever come.
You did something I saw one time that I thought was unbelievable. When you perform in front of guys like Sammy Davis Jr., how intimidating is that got to be?
They bring out a special floor in the show. I'm sitting with my wife in the audience waiting for my turn. I didn't know what the order was. And Gregory Hines went up, God rest him, good, great guy. And he and Sammy, another guy, they danced together. Davis and Gregory Hines danced, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, you're next. And I'm tap dancing, and I go, what? Who's making up this order? So now I start going, what am I going to say? I got to come up with something. I have to have a joke. So I start doing jokes to my wife. How's this line now? How's this line now? How's this line now? Finally, I go, how about this? You know, I didn't want to do this, but, you know, because you guys danced, and you guys are so great, but what the hell? I'm a white guy. So my wife says, oh, I think that's funny. I said, what are you, my agent? Why did you laugh? You know?
No, they'll never laugh.
But anyway, so I went up, and I did that, and it was great. And the other one, the most amazing, was on Frank Sinatra's 80th birthday, I actually sang to Sinatra.
I know that.
And I'll never forget it because as I was doing it, I mean, for a lot of reasons I wouldn't forget it, but as I was doing it, there was this conversation going on in my head. I was out there doing what I was doing, getting some laughs, telling a story about my mother and him because he did Who's the Boss and my, I flew my mom. My mother used to say, when you introduce me to Sinatra, then you're a star. Yeah. So I finally got a chance to introduce her to Sinatra, and it was incredible. He treated her so great. And I was telling that story, and then I had to go into this thing about Our Love Is Here to Stay, which is a song that one the Gershwins wrote, of course, but it was a story from Ira to George when he was sick. It's a story from a guy. It's a song about a guy's love for a guy.
Yeah.
A brotherly love. And so I was telling that story, and I could hear myself in the back of my mind going, he doesn't want to hear you. Are you nuts? It's Sinatra. Are you crazy? And then when I said the word Gershwin to Sinatra, wait a minute. Sinatra said Gershwin to Danza? No. Danza said Gershwin to Sinatra. I heard a scream in the back of my head, like this wild scream. And I sang the song, and I got through it. I was really nervous. And I also kissed his hand. I got down on my knees and
I remember
kissed
that.
His hand.
I remember seeing that.
And I went off the stage, and I ran into Rickles. And Rickles was backstage. He goes to me, did he give you the dead eye? It was very nerve-wracking. But, you know, it's one of the great experiences of my life. And my mom's gone. But in that show, they put up, and when I told the story, they put up a picture of my mother and Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
And if my mother hadn't died, she would have died again. You know, she'd die then if she had been alive to see it. But it's just always so gratifying that my mother's in Frank Sinatra's 80th birthday special.
That's great. You know, and I remember both of those shows. In fact, when I knew you were going to be on the show today, I'm thinking to myself, I got to bring this up because nothing could be more intimidating than singing to Frank Sinatra and tap dancing in front of Sammy Davis
Jr. Remember, they were both sitting on the stage.
Oh, that was.
They weren't in the audience.
I know that.
They were on the stage.
Yes, so those are George Slaughter productions.
George Slaughter.
Yeah.
Great George Slaughter.
He's a piece of work.
I just worked for him recently. He did the Academy of TV Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. They inducted Art Carney, Katie Couric, and a number of other people, Brandon Tartikoff, the rest.
Sure.
And so it was a really, you know, I love George.
But not opinionated, though.
No. Not at all.
He won't tell you what's on his mind.
Not at all.
And he'll always have a joke for you. Hey, Tony, this has been a real delight. It really has. I wish you could spend the whole hour with us, but I know you're on a really tight schedule. I appreciate you coming over here to the studio today. And
appreciate it. I had a great time. Thanks very much, Claudia. Thank you, too.
I want to tell you, you are Italian that we are proud of. Our very special guest has been Tony Danza, and we are going to be enjoying the Tony Danza wine here later on this evening. Tony?
No, you're great, Ron.
Tony Danza has been our guest, and we're going to play a little music from another one of his hit shows on television.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today. Joining us are two beautiful and talented actresses, and they're part of another season of a show that is absolutely sensational, Chicago Fire, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC. Joining us right now is Kara Kilner and Miranda Ray Mail. Miranda, Kara, welcome to the show, and congratulations on yet another season. I'm excited about this because this show is great. It's season number 5, according to my calculations, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, there have been some cast changes, have there not? I mean, there's different things going on in this season there at Firehouse 51.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rotation. Obviously, we're just like a normal firehouse. We have people coming and going.
When you do this every week, and it's like a movie every week, do you have real firemen on duty to make sure the accuracy is okay? Because somebody told me one time that some of the extras are real firemen.
Yes, absolutely. We do try and extend an invitation to surrounding firehouses, and we have a lot of firefighters and paramedics who work with us to make sure that we don't make fools of ourselves.
Yeah.
We actually have one of the cast members, Tony Ferraris, is an active firefighter. So whenever there's really technical, really difficult stuff that we shoot, we actually let him do it.
Oh, wow. Let's give it to the pro, right? Now, your character is a young paramedic that were transferred over to Firehouse 51. I think it was season number 3 that happened. But you had a little bit of an adjustment because you came from a small town type of responder to the streets of Chicago. I mean, that was one drastic move, was it not?
Yes, absolutely. Sylvie Brett comes from the small town Fowlerton, Indiana, and she moves to the big city to get over her heart being broken. And honestly, now she's got 2 years in the firehouse, and I think this year she finally gets to step into her authority a little bit. She's kind of found her place in a group. But you never know. Chicago is a surprising city. They will they'll keep throwing some new emergencies, things you didn't even realize could be emergencies at you. So we'll see some things like that this year for sure, and you'll get to see how Sylvie deals with them.
Now, Miranda, your particular character, a little early on in the year, had an extended role on this show, which has evolved into this season. So you're playing a more active role at Firehouse 51 too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. She is, Stella is a firefighter on truck. So she's working with Lieutenant Casey, Herman, Otis, and Mouch, running around putting out fires, rescuing people.
I'm sure that is not difficult in this scenario, as it is in other Dick Wolf productions, like Law and Order, that you find storylines. Do you take some of the stories that are actually in the headlines and put them into the storyline of the show?
Well, I do not, personally. I don't know how they would like me in the writer's room, but we actually have a gem of a human, Steve Chikorotis. He was a fire captain.
He's a fire deputy chief.
Fire deputy chief for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is in all of our concept meetings, he's in the writer's room talking to the writers about his experience, calls that he's been on, calls of other chiefs and friends that he knows. So, yeah, I mean, all of our stories are really grounded in reality. They come from a real place, and And I think that's why the show is done as well as it's done.
Kara, you've been in a lot of things like Hulu original series If I Can Dream and Tin Man, NBC Pilot and Horizon. Both of you bring a lot of experience into the production of this. But do you find that doing something that is actual job, I mean, you know, the firefighters compared to, let's say, a fictional type of thing where you don't have to be so accurate on the terminology and what you're doing, is it more difficult to do something like this, like a medical show or this is a firefighter show versus something that you make up as you go along?
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing that we want to do is make light of the work that these civil servants do.
Right.
The people that we work with are heroes, and we want to do them do their due diligence by being as accurate as we can. So when I started 2 years ago, we have a wonderful paramedic who works with us, Michelle Martinez, who took me on a run in the ambulance, and I saw how they kind of tackled things firsthand, and we had to go through training. I know all the firefighters. I know Miranda also had to do some firefighter training. I mean, they teach you how to, like, you know, I know how to do an IV. I know how to intubate someone. Would I do it? No. But we, you know, we have to learn how to do those things and make sure that it looks good because we, you know, we want to do them justice.
Yeah,
for sure.
One of the things, too, that I like about it is that, and I think this has evolved over the years, and I think Dick Wolf had a lot to do with it, too, is that a lot of times when you watch detective shows or medical shows, or in this case, you know, Chicago Fire, that you never really see the stress, the strain, the emotion that goes in the backstory. You know, you always saw the police officer that got up in the morning and he was already dressed. You already saw the firefighter who was already running through the blaze. But this has the backstory. I mean, like the season cliffhanger with Grant entering Stella's apartment. You see the personal side of these individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a very important part of telling these heroes' stories, is create a three-dimensional character, an actual life that you relate to, that you see the ups and downs and the struggles. And it really makes you just respect their strengths that they have to exemplify, you know, on the job and off the job.
Would you not agree that the city is one of the characters?
Absolutely. Yes, Chicago serves as an excellent backdrop for all of these stories. I think that's the reason why we're able to sustain four shows. If it's not just the salt of the earth, like shoot you straight from the hip community of just the people of Chicago, it's, you know, it is like the crime, the weather, the just the where we are in the U.S., there's so many factors at play that give us things to work off of, and you know we're out in it. If it's negative 20 degrees, we're out there.
We're out there. Yeah.
So.
Well, the show is, of course, of Chicago Fire. Our guests are Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo, who star in the show as Sylvie Brett and also Stella Kidd. Do I have anybody come up to you, Miranda, and say Stella?
The first day that she arrived on set, I knocked on her trailer door and I said, "Just a little Marlon Brando for you."
That's pretty funny. Well, congratulations. Break a leg. Well, don't. Well, if you can, you got a paramedic there, so you don't have to worry about it.
Me right up.
Yeah, they'll fix you right up. There's no problem. And we hope to soon talk far before there's 100 episodes in the can. How would that be?
That would be great.
That would be great. Miranda, Kara, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck again. 9 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC on a Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, ladies. We're going to pause for a second, but there's a whole lot more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
USA News Update. Multiple people stabbed at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. Police evacuating shoppers at Westfield Shopping Center in Bondi Junction, reportedly shooting also one of the two alleged suspects. They were searching for the other. At least five people have died in that stabbing spree, although police have not confirmed that yet. The U.S. expecting Iran to launch attacks against multiple targets inside Israel in the next few days and is prepared to help intercept any weapons launched at Israel. President Joe Biden's one message for Iran right now? Don't. Hunter Biden is going to have to face federal gun charges, his lawyers arguing that an immunity agreement tied to his plea deal is still in effect. The judge said it's not. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her leg. She wore merengue and Lulu's sunshine. And while she was trying to be a star, Tony always standing far across the crowded floor. They were from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Could ask for more at the
That's the music of our next guest, and it needs no introduction. Believe me, he's a friend of our show for many years, and it's good to have him back. Welcome back to our show, Ron Segi, today, all across the USA and around the world. And joining us right now is a gentleman whose voice is known around the world and an American treasure. A lot to talk about with our friend, Barry Manilow. Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Hi, Ron. Good to speak to you.
Good speaking with you again. Boy, you are one busy man these days. I'm looking down all the things that you are doing, and I thought you were going to start taking it easy, but boy, I tell you, you're gearing up like it was 1975.
Yeah, I know. I must be crazy, Ron. But, you know, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. You know, when they offered this opportunity to come back to this room, you know, I played the Hilton for 5 years.
Sure.
And now the Hilton now is called the Westgate.
Right.
And they've upgraded it. And it's, you know, they spent multi-millions of dollars to upgrade the whole hotel. And this room was so wonderful for 5 years. I have nothing but great memories of those 5 years. And when they offered, you know, they asked me if I wanted to come back, I said yes. My band loves it. I love it. You know, the touring is exciting because we play for so many thousands of people, but it's still touring. We still go from city to city to city, from hotel to hotel. This residency keeps us in one place, and this is the place for me because, yeah, there are still thousands of people in this room, but it's intimate, and that's what I like doing the best. You know, my songs, you know, these ballads, Weekend in New England, and Even Now, and Mandy, they work so well in a small room like this. Well, it's not small, but in a smaller room like this, because I think I can connect with people deeper than I can when they're a million miles away in the balcony in an arena. So that may have been one of the reasons that I loved doing this room so much. And I'm looking forward to it again. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Well, I know it's a great room, but now the room is owned actually by a friend of mine who's one of my neighbors here in Orlando. Dave Siegel now owns that Westgate, doesn't he?
Right. No, he's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that he saw this opportunity and he took it. And it's great. And I'm so glad that they remembered me.
When we talk about people of mutual friends, we have a mutual friend. When I first started into music, my first guitar player was someone that you know very well, Art Phillips.
Oh, Art Phillips. Well, you know, that's a talented man. Didn't he move down to Australia?
Yeah, he's down in Australia. He's got a great recording studio down there, a great publishing company. In fact, he just sent me some of his latest works. Genius of a guy, and I knew he loved working with you. He spoke so highly of you over the years, and still does, because he sometimes comes to Florida and visits me.
Yeah, you know, musicians and me, we get along. You know, even though I've made a career out of singing and performing, in my heart, I am a musician.
Sure.
And other musicians know it. They get me. And we always have a great time when I'm working with great musicians like Art. And we did have a great time together.
Now, Barry, how long is the residency? Because, you know, this is what the people in Branson used to tell me. They say it is great because now we're fresh. We don't have to travel door to door, city to city. We don't have to get on airplanes. We can put a production together. This is the ideal situation for a performer like yourself.
That's exactly right. Everything you just said, that's exactly right. Touring, as exciting as it is with the, you know, those kind of crowds, it's a young guy's gig.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you'll hear this from every artist. After a while, it just gets more difficult, and this is not. This is not difficult. This is just a party every night, and I'm looking forward to it.
I think I've asked you this before. Is it difficult to introduce new music, new songs, new creations, when everybody wants to hear the songs? Mandy, I write the songs, Copacabana. I mean, I guess the upside of having success is having success. The downside is you can never go into something new because everybody wants to hear the success.
I don't do it too often anymore. In the early days, the audiences were really interested in hearing new material. They are not that interested anymore. They really want to hear the songs that they grew up with or they heard that their mother played, and I'm happy to do it. But now and again, I sneak in something new. And like, you know, the latest album is a tribute to New York, and it's called This Is My Town. I introduce it by saying, means a lot to me. It comes from an album. New York is my home. And I expect them to be running up the aisle because getting orange juice. But they don't do that. They sit and they listen to it, and it goes over so great. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. But I can't do too much of that because I know why they're there this time.
Tell us about ManiloTV.com.
Yeah, we've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years.
Really?
Every month, because I am a crazy man. I have made videos or audios of every show I have ever done from the very first show. Not with no reason, but for me to look at it or listen to it and make the next show better.
Sure.
I learned that from Joan Rivers when I used to play piano. I used to play her on and off the stage. And she used to come on the stage with a cassette machine, and she used to hit the record button and then do her show and listen to it all day the next day. And then she would, you know, the next night she would do the same set, but it would be a little better and a little better. Well, when I started performing, I did the same thing. I would record my show, listen to it, watch it the next day, and then add something to it or subtract something or give people notes. So I've got everything I've ever done. Well, Manilow TV is just me and my wonderful assistant, Mark. We pick a video of a show that may have been 25 years old, and we put them on Manilow TV every month as a brand new show that nobody has ever seen. And I think it's a really interesting way, you know, of seeing how this career has morphed into where it is today.
It's a sensational thing. And for people who haven't seen it, ManiloTV.com. And you have so many things to talk about. I mean, the fact that you scored music to a collection of unpublished lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and the list goes on and on and on. But one of the things that you do, aside from entertaining, that you have this great project, which is called the Manilow Music Project. That is sensational. I congratulate you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Ron. We may have spoken about this before.
Yes.
But, you know, I've done this for maybe over 10 years. It started with a friend of mine. I live in Palm Springs, and he said that his daughter was wanted to play sax, and they didn't have a sax in her school. And I said, they don't have a sax in the school. So I got her a sax, but I looked it up, and I found that because of budget problems, all the high schools and middle schools around the country are running out of instruments. And, you know, the first thing that goes is music and arts in every city and in every school. And I thought, well, I got to do something. I'm a musician. Well, I got to do something.
Right.
So I formed the Manilow Music Project, and what we do is we get musical instruments into schools that are running out of them. We go on the road, I donate a piano to the city, and then I ask the audiences to donate instruments that they're not using, that are just collecting dust in their attic or in their basement, and they do. They donate these instruments to us, we fix them up, and then we give them to the school district, and they give them to the schools that are needing them. And we've been doing it for so many years that I think we've made a dent in the country, because I've done so many of these cities, and I get letters thanking me from these children with pictures. I got a picture of a little kid thanking me for his new tuba, and the tuba was bigger than he was. He sent me a picture. But, you know, I think, you know, music is so important to a young person's life. It'll change their lives. I talk to the principals and the teachers. They always tell me their grades go up, they learn how to interact with other students, and it, you know, it changed my life, and maybe it's helping. Maybe it's helping.
It's the universal language. Everybody likes music. You may not be able to play basketball, football, but everybody may not play music, but they enjoy music, and I commend you for the Manilow Music Project. It's a sensational program, Barry.
Thank you, Al. For bringing it up.
If you go to BarryManilow.com, you can buy tickets right there for the Westgate great facility where Barry Manilow makes his new home. And Barry, I'm going to come out and tap on your door. Maybe I might meet Art Phillips out there, and we'll both visit with you a little bit.
That would be just great. Well, thanks a lot, Ron.
Thanks, Barry. Look forward to having you back again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. Barry's going to do a one-nighter right here in Orlando. I'll be in the front row, believe me. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Zedgy today, and I am so happy to have our next guest on the show with us. He's been with us in the past. Funny, funny guy. And the other night, I watched till 5 o'clock in the morning a complete marathon of Impractical Jokers. Great show, and joining us, comedian, actor, and producer, Joe Gatto. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
My son, Scott, who I mentioned before, you guys know each other, he was in from St. Louis, and he said, Dad, you want to watch some Practical Jokers? I said, yeah, I love that show. So we started about 10 o'clock. At about 5:30 in the morning, we said, well, I think it's time to go to bed right now.
Sorry for keeping you up, Ron. I'm glad it didn't put you to sleep, though.
No, it didn't put me to sleep. You were one of the founding members of the Tenderloins Comedy Troupe, of course, which is the four gentlemen and Impractical Jokers. I know that you've left the show for personal reasons, but when that show premiered, Joe, back somewhere around 2011 on True TV, it became a sensation, and it plays well to this very day. I don't know how you guys do it. We were having a little conversation about, could I do that stuff? And, you know, I know you've gotten Joey Fatone involved with a lot of things, but I just couldn't do that. You try to pull off a toupee off of somebody in a restaurant that you thought had a toupee.
Yeah, it was crazy to be able to, I've always made those guys laugh, like you said, to be able to just to do that for a living and be able to use my nerve, the good of comedy, felt very nice.
Well, did you ever fear, or did it really happen sometimes, that somebody just smashed you? I mean, they just hit you or something? Because some of the things that you do could really embarrass somebody, and of course, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we played the red line of it throughout. You know, we always felt if it got too mean, it wasn't our show. Our show was really about embarrassing ourselves. So, I forget, you know, we tried to stay away from anything that would make people mean or angry. And for the most part, if people weren't into it, it was just because they were just having a bad day or whatnot. It wasn't because we were trying to make people feel bad. So, luckily, I've never gotten swung on.
I just am amazed at how you have the nerve to do it. And a disc jockey in my past life, where we used to play practical jokes on other guys, but to do it in front of somebody that you've never met before is awesome. But you left the show recently because you wanted to spend more time with your children, but now you are out on the road with your comedy tour. Tell us about it, Joe.
Yeah, it's been really fun to be able to get out in front of the crowd and, you know, my fans and make them laugh again. It's been doing stand-up since January. I started doing my solo stuff, and now I've been fortunate enough to do, you know, theaters and with the fans coming out to laugh and show a little bit more of my side. People get to know me as also a father and, you know, stories from my life growing up. It's just been a nice mix to get in front of people and laugh right now and when we all need it, especially me. So it's been interesting to be out on the road on the weekends and then, you know, during the week be able to be home to help with homework and dinner and things. It's definitely been an adjustment, but it's going pretty well.
All the domestic things. I have said this to comedians all my life because I'm in the music end of this as a singer. And I think that out of all of the entertainers out there, whether you're an actor, a sports figure, singer, an author, the hardest job in entertainment, I believe, is comedy. Because as I have said a million times, you're living and dying every 4 seconds, and there's no safety net.
Sure, if you bomb, you bomb.
Yeah, and you bomb on your own. It's a long fall, you know, because you're there by yourself, and I give you a lot of credit. And you're used to working with three other people.
Yeah, so it's interesting when you're, you know, you're now responsible for 100% of the funny instead of just 25%. But it's been working out pretty well. I've got a lot of material just from my life and this crazy journey I've been on, you know, for 46 years. So it's been really fun to get out there and make people laugh and see people smile. And, yeah, like I said, get in front of the fans again who've been, you know, missing being in front of being able to see me, so it's been really great.
The show goes on, though, without you, does it not? I mean, I don't mean the comedy tour. I mean the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, those guys are still at it.
You ever miss it?
I mean, yeah, it's impossible not to. It's such a big part of my life for a decade.
Yeah.
You know, but then on the other side of it, I'm, you know, got to focus on what you got to focus on, and this is a different creative outlets I'm able to pursue now without being so focused on the one thing. So there's, you know, but and of course I miss working with your friends. You know, I've been making my best friend laugh forever, so that part of it is, you miss that, of course, as well.
Yeah, I would assume that you would. Now, the tour that you're on, I love this tour site schedule, okay? Nice Italian boy. Cannoli Productions is where you go to .com/tour to find out where he's going. Are you going to be down in the Florida area at all, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to be down in Sarasota, right at the Van Wetzel Performing Arts Hall.
Oh, yeah.
On the 27th, Yeah, 27th, I'm down there.
Good venue. Now, let's talk for a moment about a serious subject, that you are an advocate for animals, and you founded Adopt, Don't Shop. Tell us about that, Joe.
Yeah, we have the Gatto Pups, and we rescue a bunch of animals from different organizations here that need help. Most of them seniors. We focus on senior, giving a lot of senior love to them, give them a couple months before they're on their way out. But all my dogs are named after, you know, Italian desserts and pastries appropriately. You know, Cannoli Productions is actually named after my dog Cannoli. I have, you know, Cannoli, Biscotti, Spumoni, Tartufo. I got all of them, you know. So, and you know, I'm just out there to remind people that shelters are filled with lots of dogs that need a loving home. So if you can, go out and help.
Yeah, that's a great cause. You did a show about the dogs I watched the other night about 4 o'clock in the morning. It was with the little white poodle you left.
I did. Yeah, yeah. I provided the dogs. We had to pretend that their names were weird names, and we needed to get some dogs. And they were like, when we came up with the bit, I was like, oh, we can just use my dogs because I have enough. So we just used my dogs for the bit, and it was very fun.
How did you four guys meet?
High school. You know, I know those guys for over 30 years at this point. We met freshman year of high school, and I've been friends ever since.
I tell you something, it's still a great idea, and we miss you on the show, but we wish you all kinds of great luck with this new tour that you're going to be on. Again, go to cannoliproductions.com. The tour is, of course, Joe Gatto, who is absolutely one of the funniest guys in the world, and I mean that complimentary, not because you've been on the show before. I want you to take this as a compliment, okay? You got the look.
Okay, I'll take it wrong.
I don't want you to, you know, feel bad, but you got the look. You know, a lot of comedians go up there, and they just, you know, they should be like insurance salesman or maybe a shoe salesman or something, but you got the look. You look like you should be a comedian, and you are. You're one hell of a good one, too.
Thank you, Ron. I'm funny looking, Ron. I get it.
No. See, I knew that was going to be taken wrong.
No, I get it. I you know, my body is a weapon. I'm a comedic. I love, you know, physical comedy. I grew up with. I love as well, and I just really have honed that with my big dumb face and, you know, my big fat body. I'm not afraid to use them for the good of comedy.
Right here in my manual of how to be a good interviewer, it says, "Do not embarrass your guest looks or idiosyncrasies." You know, I never read that chapter before. I should really read this book over and over.
You'll get the hang of it, kid. Don't worry. Hang in there. Stick with it, Ron.
I want to tell you are one handsome comedian. I know that.
You're not funny, but you're good looking.
I can see why you had so much fun with the other guys on the show. Well, Joe, I don't have to tell you this. You are always welcome here, my friend. And again, go to cannoliproductions.com/tour to find out where Joe is going to be on tour. And if you get a chance to see him, go see him. He's terrific. And I want to tell you something. He's one handsome son of a gun.
He's easy on the eyes, Dad.
The women just gravitate to him. Hey, Joe, you're a good sport. Please come on back and join us again, my friend, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Joe Gatto, if you get a chance to see him, go see him. He's terrific. And he's handsome, too. And there's more to come with Ron Zeggie today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour. Actor, singer, dancer, my buddy Tony Danza. From Chicago Fire, Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo. The legendary singer, Barry Manilow. And from The Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto. Next hour, lovely actress, Donna Mills. Paul Stanley from Kiss. Brad Meltzer will be joining us with a brand new book he has on Nazi conspiracies. And Jenny Mars talking about sleep. And Valerie Greenberg talking about what it's like to report from the red carpet. And that's coming up next hour, live with Ron Segi Today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.